11-18 and Carlton 11-5. Now in the ruck, Howe gets a terrific punch down the centre half four position, but Essendon's pace is very nippy at the moment. They get it out here to the grandstand side where there's a race for possession. Fitzgibbon and Bradley doing battle. Now the player able to pick it up. It's been tapped across in the direction of Lambert. Lambert gets his boot to it, but it doesn't travel very far, and Brown is worked over the line, out of bounds for a throw-in. Now there's a difference of 13 points in favour of Essendon, and they're playing very confidently and very coolly. If Carlton could have kept that goal from being scored, prevented it, it might have been a different story. But in the ruck, Howell picks it out of the air, tries a hand pass in the direction of Brown, and as Howell went through, he's brought down very heavily by Casson, and I might say that that's by no means the first of the heavy knocks that Jack Howell has taken today. But he gets up very slowly and languidly almost to take the free kick on Essendon's half-forward flank, Carlton's half-back flank. It's on the grandstand side. Nobody giving him a lead. He'll probably favour the long kick along this wing. Tries the drop and is coming close to the boundary line where Fitzgibbon may be able to pick it up, but it goes over the line and out of bounds before either Fitzgibbon or Bradley can gather it in. The boundary umpire now in possession for the throw-in. Bennett comes onto the ball with Howell doing battle against Bushby, who's the only ruckman there for Essendon. As a matter of fact, Lambert was lucky to intercept that one. Now his roll, very cleverly but accidentally shepherded by Dick Reynolds, and runs down towards the pocket. Here's the lead coming to him, and a lovely mark pulled down by Hutchinson. Willie Hutchinson rose to a great height through the surprise and I think the consternation of his opponent. He's only about 25 yards out within scoring range. On a slight angle, he's kicking well and has gone. No, it's the post. Just raised the post as it went through. Another point to Essendon, 11 goals, 19. Carlton, 11 goals, 5. After, let me see, they've had just on, well, about 11 minutes of play in this final quarter. 14 points the difference in favour of the Dons. Here's the kickoff being taken by Grieve, coming almost at the centre of the ground, but landing in the hands of Harper, who fails to mark it, picked up by Bennett. Bennett of Carlton drives up the centre half four position. McDonald coming in from the half-back flank, although he misses the mark, gathers in nicely, gets it down the centre of the ground. His kick is almost smothered. His disposal is not too good, but it's gone to Hutchinson, and Hutchinson, although about to hand pass, favours the kick instead and drives it out to the pocket in the direction of Goodingham, but Clark has got too much toe for Goodingham, and it's been sent right along the outer wing in the direction of Hassel and Williams. But it's McClure who picks it up, and McClure bounced off his feet by the little diminutive Carlton wingster, lands very heavily, but gets his boot to it, and it's out of bounds on Carlton's half-forward flank. In the ruck now, McClure joins Bushby, but the ruck advantage goes to Carlton. Turner nipping in and sending out towards the centre of the ground where Butsworth is in hand and drives it right into the hands of Williams of Carlton. Now he's running around trying to escape the man on the mark, but eventually is compelled to go back and take the kick. He drives across towards the half-forward flank where Garvey in hands the station. Hands rises, can't pull down the mark. Garvey has a race for the ball, but Essendon backs it very fast at this stage of the game, and a free kick might have gone against them there for a throw. And nice play now by Carlton, give them the advantage. Garvey coming through, but hands taking a nasty knock there, will take a free kick as a reward. You can hear the crowd ovation for hands as he walks back. He's a good 55 to 60 yards out from goal and almost on the boundary line. He drives up to the centre, and here comes the pack, a hungry pack. Butsworth trying to mark, can't pull it down, but better scouting on the part of Essendon gives them an easy advantage. A hand pass from Bushby to Jones, and Jones down the centre of the ground, and in a flash has gone down to Brittingham, who's rising for the mark, prevented from marking by Oddie Grieve, but still Essendon are attacking until Oddie Grieve again keeps them out, drives up the centre of the ground where the ball's dropping short, and probably go in the hand of Bradley. No, he fails to mark it, but Lambert comes in to assist, drives it down to the pocket once again, and here's Richie Green pulled on the arm. Should have taken a free for an arm pull there, and now it goes down to the teeth of Essendon's goal again. Dick Reynolds ascending across the direction of Brittingham. Brittingham fumbles at the psychological moment, gets a kick and smothered, and now we find a chance for Dick Reynolds to get the ball away, but in so doing he gets into the back of Stafford, and Stafford taking the free drives it straight into the hands of Rule. No, Rule misses, and Clark does another 60 yard dash and drives it up to the half forward line where Butsworth pulls down the mark again. Butsworth has been indefatigable in defence for the Dons, and I should say the outstanding man in the Essendon Guernsey. 11-5 to Carlton, Essendon 11 goals 19, with 13 minutes of play gone. Butsworth driving out now to the outer wing, where we find a nice mark pulled down by Ken Baxter, coming in, replacing Bert Deacon, as we told you, at the three-quarter time interval. Now Baxter with the left foot drives straight down the centre of the ground. Now it's going over towards Hands, and Hands playing well, gets in front of his opponent, and drives the ball out of bounds as the kick was smothered. Now, here's the official attendance for today. It's 85,793 and the gate 7,000. No, the gross takings, £9,141.19. That's the official attendance, 85,793. Now the ball thrown in Carlton's scoring end. Oh, and we find a chance for Essendon, led by Hart, to get away. He drives it, however, straight into the hands of Howell, who marks safely down there, opposite the centre of the ground on the outer wing. 11-19 Essendon, 11-5 Carlton. And here we find Howell walking rather tiredly back to take the kick. Gets a lead here from the centre. Oh, it's a bad one, though. And a free kick goes to Fitzgibbon for Bradley's holding on. Lucky escape for the Blues there. It was a bad pass by Howell. He kicked it into open territory, actually, instead of to a man. But a free kick to Fitzgibbon gives Carlton the chance of going goalwards. They've driven it right up with a good drop kick. Right up the teeth of goal, and a pack rising forward. Here's a chance now for the Blues. Cleverly sent across to Turner. Turner, hand passes over in the direction of Connolly. Connolly on the run. Over the boundary line it goes. The ball being pushed out of his hands there by the excellent play of the Essendon back pocket player, Gardner. Thrown in and in the rucks, picked up by Bailey. Bailey, however, has robbed the possession, and I think a free kick here to Essendon. Goodingham walked in with his head down and was promptly grabbed by an Essendon follower, and this will get Essendon out of a torrid situation. Right in the pocket here, underneath the scoring board, just a few yards from the Carlton goal. Favours the left foot, gets a lead here from Gardner, and Gardner just marks in time before little Turner, nipping in belatedly, grasses him, and the Essendon defender gets up and takes the kick, driving along the grandstand side. Oh, it's a poor one, but fortunately for the Dons, lands in the hands of McDonald. McDonald now drives straight down the centre of the ground, and here's a chance for Baxter to take the mark, and he marks very safely against Dickie Reynolds, who's stationed at, for the moment, at centre-half forward. Now, here's Baxter getting a lead here from... oh, it's a bad lead. Came to Baird, and Wally Butts were picking up. Quietly does an ambling run of about 15 yards and then sends it down to where Jones takes almost a spectacular mark, but doesn't hold it long enough. And here's Carlton's chance. Bennett picking up, sends on to Williams. Williams gets his kick, sends on to Williams. Williams gets his kick. No, he misses and just trips and loses the ball. Took it too much time, and Reynolds nipping in fast gets the advantage and drives it down to the forward line for Essendon. But Bennett again in front gets the lead, this time from Clark, and Clark has taken the mark. Clark very wisely sends on in the direction of Hands. Hands is, comes very gingerly and belatedly, but takes the mark. There's a lot of, I'm using the expression gingerly, Jack, but I think that precisely describes what's going on out there. He held onto the ball, however, long enough, and now is driving down towards the full forward position. Here's the pack rising forward, and the man in front, Connolly, takes it. Connolly of Carlton takes the mark, and he's about 25 to 30 yards out in front, and just before I hand over to Jack Green, we'll see what Connolly can do with it. He's about 30 yards out directly in front. He favours the kick, the punt kick, and it's gone behind for 1 point only. Very, very close, but not good enough. And Carlton now 11 goals 6, Essendon 11 goals 19. And here is Jack Green to resume the description.
Thank you, Norman. And Seth Riddell now goes back to take this kick in. Kicking out towards the outer side of the ground. Casson moving over there rather smartly too, and indicating a lead there. McClure following him. A good kick in by Riddell, driving it deep into that pocket. McClure rising very high for it, but a punch away by Howell, picked up nicely by Hands. And Hands of Carlton drives goalward, tries to get the left foot snapped there, steadying himself, but the ball is slightly astray, and through for 1 point it goes. Carlton now 11 goals 7 behinds to Essendon 11 goals 19. Carlton 73 points, trailing Essendon 85 points. Once again, Riddell going back to take this kick in. And here's Casson breaking loose here and getting Bailey to follow him. However, Bailey stays about 10 to 15 yards behind and coolly watches the situation as Riddell drives down to McClure. And McClure rises very high behind Hutchinson of Essendon. It's a case of all Essendon on this occasion, and it's McClure that is finally awarded the mark. And once again, Casson breaking loose here. He could be very dangerous if Essendon would take the opportunities afforded by that player. But however, McClure decides on the lengthy drive right down towards centre half forward position, where Bennett once again, who's been playing excellently there, picks up, drives across to Bailey. Bailey sends right across ground, and here's McDonald coming through, kicking off the ground, drives towards the centre, where a splendid mark is taken by Henfrey. Well, there's no doubt about it, the Carlton captain today has played an excellent game for his side. Both in leadership and in actual play, he's won all the points in the centre, now drives down towards centre forward position. McDonald once again in the way, punches the ball across to Hutchinson. Hutchinson hand passes beautifully to Casson, and Casson turns back to Hutchinson, and Hutchinson's kick is beautifully intercepted by Brown of Carlton. Brown, realizing that Goodingham was breaking loose there, came right across the path of the ball and marked splendidly. Now he goes back to take this kick, drives to the half-forward flank position, punched down here by McDonald, not able to mark it, picked up here by Connolly. Connolly racing, gets the right foot to it, drives to open spaces between centre-half forward and centre-forward, and here's Bushby racing through, outpaced however by Turner. Turner picks up, he's pulled on two occasions, play goes on, with finally Bradley intercepting nicely, and Gardner coming in is pushed in the back as he delivers the ball, and the umpire's whistle goes for a free kick to the Essendon defender. With a score now, Essendon 11 goals, 19 behinds, 85 points, leading Carlton 11 goals, 7 behinds, 73 points. Essendon have actually had 30 scoring shots to Carlton's 18, and it's only been Carlton's accurate shooting for goal that has kept them within striking range of the Dons. Now on this kick off the ground by Bailey, sends it towards Baird. Baird and Butchworth go for it. A kick off the ground by Butchworth. Lands the ball with Dickie Reynolds. Dickie Reynolds watches for position here and handballs beautifully across to Hassel. Hassel turning, drives down to centre forward position. Brittingham goes for it. Cleverly shepherded here by Jones. Brittingham's kick, however, is a particularly poor one, and the ball is kept in by Greaves. And Jones racing in, calmly picks up, shoots for goal, and it hits the post. Well, now that's twice in the last quarter that the ball has hit the post from shots by Essendon, but on this occasion the boundary umpire, who was well down the ground, has run up and indicated to the central umpire that the ball was over the line before Jones got that kick. Now on the throw-in, Jones goes for it, hand passed across to Hutchinson, and as Hutchinson picked up the ball, there was a melee of Carlton defenders descended upon him, and Hutchinson, being a small man in any case, went down underneath about four or five of them. Now his kick sends the ball down the centre of the ground. Bailey picking up, tries to break three, finally hand pass across to Henfrey. Henfrey's lofty punt kick goes in the direction of centre half forward. Stafford going for it. McDonald is in the way and playing grandly. Stamp passes towards Reynolds. Reynolds misses, and here's Ken Baxter coming in nicely. Picks up, drives down towards half forward flank once again. McDonald there punches the ball temporarily out of danger, but Turner of Carlton weaves his way out of danger, but Butchworth is there, punches the ball on in front of him, and going through nicely here, however, finds Williams of Carlton in the way, and Williams picking up, sends down towards centre forward position, where Bushby, racing in from back pocket, is just able to gather it in. Fumbled with it badly there, but gathered it in finally, and turning, drives quickly onto Hassel, and Casson playing well here, breaking loose once again, and on this occasion Casson is favoured by a hand pass and then attempts to drive on to Harper, but once again Bennett is in the way. Bennett has played grandly for Carlton during this last quarter. His driving kick is found by Henfrey at centre half forward, who taps it across to Baird, and Baird turning now, drives on goalward. Sussredell going for it, and it's Davies for Carlton, coming in with an amazing leap, and it's Davies that takes them up. Carlton are turning on this pace and stamina that they have exhibited throughout the season and making a fighting finish of it, with Davies kicking now from 20 to 25 yards out. He favours the punt kick, and it's through for full points. Now that's Davies' fourth goal, and he's been a very, very handy player indeed up there in the forward pocket position for Carlton. He hasn't been very conspicuous at all when in the ruck, but resting up there has used his height and his kicking ability to great advantage, and now has four goals scored for his side. Carlton 12-7, 79 points to Essendon 11-19, 85 points on the bounce. Butchworth once again coming in, gets Essendon out of difficulty. Across it goes to Hutchinson. Hutchinson going downfield, sends to Brittingham. Brittingham finds Ollie Greaves too pacey for him. It's Greaves that punches the ball away. Goodingham comes in to assist, but once again Bennett is in the way for Carlton. Picks up nicely, drives down towards the centre of the ground. Back rising very high for it, and a glorious mark is pulled down by Howe. Well, now this is the real Carlton side. Essendon, I'm afraid, have lost its opportunity of establishing a rather comfortable lead against the Blues, and the Blues now profiting by it, are fighting back with that grim determination that has characterised this game throughout the year. But here, Butchworth, who's been absolutely the supreme player on this ground today, rises to magnificent heights to take this mark. He'll send Carlton back once again, and it's on the broad shoulders of this Essendon defender that Carlton's game has been broken up throughout the day. Ah, Butsworth, going back, deliberately aims towards the outer side of the ground. Powell rising high for it, fails to take the mark. Tassel coming in, taps it across to McClure, and McClure can't pick it up, and the ball is thrust over the line for a throw-in right opposite the centre. That's on the outer side of the ground. And the pack moving into it. Howell now going for the hit down. McClure coming in from the side, punches the ball clear, but here's Turner racing into it, assisted by Connolly. Connolly gathers it in, drives towards half-forward flank position, and it's Hands that picks it up, races on, bounces the ball, trying to keep it in play, does so finally, is tackled, and carries the ball on right down the ground, taps it across to Garvey. Garvey going for it now, looking for an opportunity, gathers it in, drives Regal, and it's through! It's through. The umpire, however, well, that's bad luck for the Blues. The umpire has called the ball back. Apparently the boundary umpire, who raced on from about all 50 to 60 yards away at least, has indicated to the central umpire that Hands went over the line as he raced for that ball, and now the boundary umpire is throwing it in almost opposite the centre of the ground. Now the hit down by McClure favours Rawl, and Rawl of Essendon races on, driving down towards centre-half forward position. It's Brown goes for it, fails to take the mark, however, and the pack's racing to it now. Brown leading out and gets an opportunity here of clearing nicely, but Lambert in the centre of the ground, falling in front of Henfrey, takes the mark whilst on his knees. And the score, Carlton, 12 goals, 7 behind, 79 points, lacking 6 points of Essendon's score, 11 goals, 19 behind, 85 points. Now Lambert drives down towards centre-half forward, and pack rising forward, a punch away here, picked up by Connolly. Connolly breaking away now, drives towards centre forward position, pack rising for it, and a magnificent mark is pulled down by Hands of Carlton. Now Carlton coming into its own in this last quarter, showing the value of stamina, and Hands playing the game that he played on the last occasion on this ground, drives to centre forward position where Riddell, going up in front of Davies, takes the mark. Now Seth Riddell was hard put to it there, right off balance, with Davies coming in from a favourable situation on the side. He's able to stand his ground, however, and take the very handy mark indeed. And I know the score going up for the Sandringham-Williamstown game. Sandringham 16-21, Williamstown 16-18. Now on that kick by Seth Riddell, McClure, who dropped short there, takes a mark about 5 or 6 inches from the ground as he slithered along in front of Baird. 12-7 Carlton, 11-19 Essendon. 6 points the difference. Oh, good kick by McClure. Drives the ball well out towards the outer side of the ground. And a magnificent mark is pulled down by Jones. Coming in behind Howell and Bennett. Jones flies very high to save the day once again for Essendon. Lofty kick by Jones. Drives the ball down to half-forward flank position. Pack racing to it. Clark falls as he goes for the ball. Kick off the ground by Bennett. Puts Howell in possession. Howell breaks clear from Kesson. And here's Howell now with great determination, setting himself, coming through, driving towards centre forward position, and it's Davies as mark. Howell Carlton, not to be denied. Every man giving every little bit that he's got to this game, and Davies found now about 10 to 20 yards out from goal, and goes back to take this kick, and only 1 point is registered. Well, now there seems to be a Carlton stronghold there at the back of the goals at the railway end. And whenever a score is indicated, if it's a goal, they're up on their feet. If it's a behind, they remain. So I knew then, before the goal umpire went across, that only 1 point had been scored because of the attitude of that band of loyal supporters behind the railway goal. Now Riddell taking this kick in, finds Bennett in the way. Bennett has played magnificently in the last quarter. He's stopped Essendon from winning moves up there on the half-back flank, and now is thrust into a ruck position. Marks nicely, drives the ball well down towards centre forward position. Pack rising high for it, nobody able to take the mark. A punch away favours Jones, but nice work by Baxter racing in here. Taps the ball on in front of him, is brought down very solidly indeed round the neck, and will take the free kick. Now, Baxter, it seems to me, must take it. The umpire indicating the free kick here. Yes, he's sorting the players out. And Baxter has the opportunity now of kicking from 35 to 40 yards out on a rather acute angle on the outer side of the ground. And Carlton just 5 points behind, 80 points Carlton, 85 Essendon, as Baxter goes back to take this kick. It's a lofty punt kick going right across goal, pack going for it, Bushby punching the ball away, little Rawl racing in, and Essendon out of way. Right onto that outer side of the ground, Dickie Reynolds racing in,
Pauling punches the ball over to Harper. Harper hand passes across to Hassel. Hassel racing in, fails to pick up as Henfrey coming in for Carlton, gets the boot to it, drives to half forward flank, and Dick Reynolds, almost unable to stand on his feet, just staggers in to take the mark. And Dick Reynolds now going back. I don't think he could get more energy into that walk back, but he's taking his time. And now with a lofty punt kick, drives it down towards the outer side. Pack going forward, kick off the ground here by Clark, goes towards centre half forward position. Whittingham fails to pick up his Baird racing to it, and Baird held, turns, gets the left foot to it, drives towards centre forward position. Pack going for it, hit away here by Riddell, is good work. Dick Reynolds racing to it. The ball eludes him, picked up by Baxter, and Baxter kicks to Hands, and Hands is marked. Now Hands going back to take this kick and about centre half forward position. Favours the drop kick, it's a good one, driving it well down towards centre forward position. Davies rising high for it, fails to mark. Kick off the ground here by Seth Riddell, gets the ball over the line for a throw-in. A matter of yards from the behind post on this grandstand side with Wally Batsworth coming in, and Stafford picking up smartly, tries for goal, and it's through. And Carlton take the lead. Now there's no doubt about it, Carlton have shown all the grit and determination that's necessary for a side to fight back in this last term, and now take the lead by 1 point. Carlton 13 goals, 8 behinds, 86 points. Essendon 11 goals, 19 behinds, 85 points. Back into the centre now, Howell coming into his own, drives it towards half forward flank. McDonald Pace coming in for Essendon, picks up, drives to centre forward position. Whittingham goes for it, fails to mark, and there goes the bell. Listeners, there's the bell, and Carlton has won by 1 point. A magnificent pickup in that last term. Carlton winning by 13 goals, 8 behind, 86 points. To Essendon, 11 goals, 19 behind, 85 points. And now the scene here is indescribable. The Carlton players have all torn off their guernseys, their bareback, and apparently it's either allowing the cool air to get on their backs or making certain that when they go in, the guernsey's not torn from them by the crowd that are eagerly swarming towards the outlet for them. And Ern Henfrey, and very rightly so too, is taken in shoulder high by his comrades and by those that have been able to get onto the ground hurriedly and carry the victorious captain in. He played a magnificent game today. It was obvious from the very inception that this player was playing under difficulties with an injured ankle, but right throughout he held sway in the centre and then also gathered his side in for that last quarter. Brilliant burst to snatch victory from Essendon by a total of 13 goals, 8 behinds, 86 points, to Essendon's 11 goals, 19 behinds, 85 points. And I see the final of the association game posted there on the board. Equally interesting and exciting, apparently, with Sandringham 16 goals, 21 behinds, winning from Williamstown 16 goals, 18 behinds. Now I'll repeat the scores for the final scores for the grand final here today. Carlton 13 goals, 8 behinds, 86 points. Beating Essendon 11 goals, 19 behinds, 85 points. And the goal kickers for Carlton, Turner 2, Powell 1, Baird 3, Davies 4, Henfrey 1, and what a beautiful goal that was too towards the end of the third quarter, when Henfrey had it about 55 to 60 yards out from goal and deliberately drop-kicked that ball right through the centre. Garvey won and Stafford won, Stafford having kicked that last brilliant goal that gave Carlton its lead and the premiership by 1 point. On the Essendon side, the goal kickers were Reynolds 2, Hutchinson 4, Casson 1, Whittingham 2, Goodingham 1, and Jones 1. Well, now it's obvious from the score, Carlton 13 goals, 8 behinds, as against Essendon 11 goals, 19 behinds. 30 scoring shots to Essendon, to 21 by Carlton. As I say, it's obvious why Carlton was able to snatch the points from Essendon today. When Essendon was the superior side in the first half, Carlton kept within range by accurate kicking for goal. Actually, Carlton had 6 goals on the board before there was any blemish in the scoreboard, and then the first point was kicked. From then on, the accuracy continued, and Carlton finished up with a total of 13 goals, 8.
Essendon have only itself and themselves to blame before it's lost, because up till three-quarter time and even in the first part of the last quarter, Essendon had every opportunity to clinch a victory here, and in point of fact, at three-quarter time and at half-time, should have had a very, very comfortable lead indeed. They threw the opportunities away, and they don't recur in football, and Carlton took every advantage in that last quarter by racing away and grimly fighting back and getting that one-point victory. Well, now, in the first quarter, it appeared clear to me that both Henfrey and Deacon were playing under grave difficulties. Deacon appeared quite unable to run for the ball, and Henfrey was obviously favouring his left ankle. And in that quarter, it was only Carlton's accurate shooting, four straight goals, that kept them within range of Essendon's three goals, seven behinds. In that quarter, McDonald and Hutchinson were particularly prominent.
Tape identifications. These are dressing room interviews recorded by Norman Banks of 3KZ on the occasion of the 1947 Grand Final. These interviews followed the Grand Final itself and were recorded on the 27th of September 1947. 3KZ acetate 16-inch discs. End of identification.
Yes, Carlton won 11-19 in the Grand Final for 1947 against Essendon. Pardon me, 13 goals, 8 Carlton kicked. Essendon, 11 goals, 19. And if I can get some of these Carlton players alongside, I think we ought to have the captain. Annie Henfrey, if I can.
Hey, Ann! Hi, we won it 12!
Annie,
congratulations.
You did it.
Thanks a great deal, Norm. Yes, we did it. It was a hard fight, fellas, ladies and gentlemen, I mean. I don't know what I'm saying.
Go on, man.
I'm the heaviest man in Melbourne, but it was a great game. It was played in wonderful spirit. We were lucky. We won it on the bell. It's the end of a great season. It was hard to win, and we're very pleased to have won, and we extend our sympathies to the losers, Essendon. They put up a great game, and we'll probably meet them again next year.
Good on you. Before you go, I'd like to say on behalf of the football fraternity and all the sports creators and everybody who listens into football, how we appreciate the wonderful season you've given Carlton. Your leadership has been an inspiration to the team and a great thing for the game of football in Victoria. I think it's an agreement of that.
Thank you, Norm. And I'd just like to send thanks to Brenda and Frieda, who sent us in the lucky horseshoes, one to Dick and one to myself. I'm glad that mine was the lucky one.
All right, thanks.
Hello, Bertie. How are you going?
I'm as good as gold. I'm that pleased.
Well, anyway, you were in the game, weren't you?
I was in the game, yes. I'm sorry I couldn't carry on. Yes, I'm good. I'd like to send a cheerio to Sil Cullum at Kerrang. Good on you, Sil. We've got the premiership.
Mr. Thanks, Cameron.
Come on, Chuck Howell.
Oh, yeah, Chief. Chuck.
Hi, Chuck the old boy.
Party, bud.